This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Sometimes I can almost feel like I left behind the crushing me. That singer-songwriter Alexandra Sauzer-Monig, who records under the moniker Daughter of Swords. The song Fields of Gold is one of the highlights for an album Sauzer-Monig says was written about a breakup that had yet to happen. Daughter of Swords is set to play the Arts Center in Carrboro tomorrow night, but first Alexandra joins me. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it difficult to write about a tough time and a hard time in your life, a transition?
I think it's a really, for me, like a perfect context for processing really challenging emotions, and I think that that's what music is for in my mind, is to communicate and delve into the difficulties of being live on planet Earth with a human consciousness and with feelings. And I think it's a really natural place to process.
It seems like your busy schedule with Mountain Man might have gotten in the way of releasing Dawnbreaker. Has it been hard to find the room to finish it?
Actually, the two projects have really held hands in a beautiful way. Mountain Man, we recorded Magic Ship kind of right in the middle of the greater process of recording Dawnbreaker. And I think they really inform one another for me. And yeah, I don't know. I think it's really nice to be a part of a band and then be able to step away and explore the parts of the music that I love to listen to and love to make separate from that context.
Do the borders between the two get blurry sometimes?
I think they do in some ways. It can be interesting writing a song and like trying to determine, is this a song that's gonna be destined to be for Mountain Man to sing, or does it feel like it exists in the world of the music that I'm making as a solo artist?
The beginning of Rising Sun almost sounds like we're listening to a horse clomping down the road.
Yeah, it totally does.
Yeah, which is a great way to start a road song. It's been a long
take it easy, I'm driving you out of my mind. The moon is riding low. That song evolved out of a part of a song from a Billy Lee Riley record, and I got really attached to the chorus of that song and sort of made it my own. Yeah, I don't know, just like the open road and the highway and feeling like you can make your own choices.
That theme continues, I think, in a song like Shining Woman.
Yeah, that song was inspired by spending some time out on the West Coast, and you see so many people on their bicycles on like seemingly endless journeys. And I find that really inspiring. And I think during a period of life where I was feeling pretty stuck, I got pretty preoccupied with that image and idea of like striking out on a journey that requires a lot of it seems like a really meditative way to move through the world and a beautiful way to give yourself a break. Then she rode away into the breeze.
Life's gone before you know it, and excuses come so easy to me.
When you hit the stage tomorrow night, who will be helping you realize your vision for these songs?
Nick Sanborn will be joining me, which feels incredibly special since he helped me make the record. He's going to play keys, synthesizers, and like some samples. And Ryan Gustafson of the Dead Tongues will be joining me, who also played on the record. And Jeff Crawford, who also played on the record. And then Jan Westerlund is going to be playing drums.
That is the cream of the crop.
Mm-hmm. Incredible musicians. I feel really lucky to have them joining me.
Alexandra Sauzer-Monig is Daughter of Swords. Her new record is called Dawnbreaker. She's playing the Arts Center in Carrboro tomorrow night, and you can hear more at WUNCmusic.org and at 91.5 HD2. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
On the edge of the world, out in the night darkness, on a path of dusty brush, and you believed it. There's tall grass moving in the wind, on the edge of a cliff or water I could die in. The sun's hanging low over the ocean, sand in my hair, cool sand under my feet. Blanket around, waves on the rocks below.